This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress note on Sarah Dunkling. It's a home visit progress note on Sarah Dunkling, last name D-U-N-K-L-I-N-G. Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. That's Sarah Dunkling. Date was January 24th, 2022. New paragraph, Ms. Dunkling was seen on January 24th in her home, period. She had fallen yesterday when getting up out of the chair, period. It occurred in the evening on the 23rd of January, period. She was on the ground for an hour because her daughter was taking a nap at the time. And then when she woke up, she found her on the ground, period. The grandson came and helped her get up because she wasn't able to get up, period. She's not walked or borne weight since then, period. There's no dizziness or near syncope or syncope, period. There's no warning. She just simply got up and fell, period. She has decreased balance, period. She complains of left leg pain, period. It's keeping her from getting up, and it's worse when rotating or flexing the left hip, period. Doesn't seem to be knee pain or foot pain, period. New paragraph, her dementia is worsening a bit, period. She had been started on donepezil a little over a month ago, 5 milligrams nightly, period. She has peripheral arterial disease, and that's why she's on Plavix, 75 milligrams daily, period. New paragraph, for the pain, she is using a lead, which helps partially, period. She's hesitant to go to the hospital because of the COVID, period. New paragraph, she does have osteophytes of multiple joints and also gastroesophageal reflux disease, but they're not too bad right now, period. New paragraph, she's had TIAs, and that's why she's on the Plavix, in addition to the fact that she has a peripheral arterial disease, period. New paragraph, review of systems. No fever, chills, or major weight change. Eyes. She can see reasonably well with glasses. ENT, she has slightly decreased hearing. No sore throat or earache or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. DU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, issues or arthralgias. She complains of left leg pain, especially the hip. Even no chest of bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, she's not known to have diabetes, no polyuria or polydipsia. Comparing a past history, essential hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis, peripheral arterial disease, dementia, she had cataract surgery. Comparing a family history, a daughter has rheumatoid arthritis, period. Her paternal grandfather had, paternal grandmother had diabetes mellitus type 2. Social history, no smoking, no ethanol abuse. She did smoke at one point in the past, well over 10 years ago. New paragraph, examination. She is not acutely distressed, oral appearing. She could understand my questions. Blood pressure 144 or 63. Pulse 112, respiratory 21. Head and neck. Pupils equal to reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular is normal, all mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection, hearing slightly decreased, neck supple, no mass, no thermomegaly, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal as 1+2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, the pedal pulses are palpable but diminished at 1+, abdomen soft, non-tender, CNS, cranes grossly normal, sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, there's slight tenderness in the lateral aspect of the left hip, period. There is pain with it, flexing and rotating the left hip in either direction, period. There didn't seem to be much pain at the knee when flexing the knee, period. The feet are unremarkable. There's no inflammation or fusion of the joint. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, this is Dunkling. Had a fall and it hurts to bear weight. And it hurts to rotate and flex the hip, period. We will order a chest x-ray to see if there's a hip fracture, period. They're afraid to go to the hospital, so we'll order a home chest x-ray, and they may come out tomorrow, period. If the hip fracture would need repair. Two, she has peripheral arterial disease, not getting any of the Plavix 75 milligrams daily, period. She's also on this due to a history of transient ischemic attack, period. Three, she has dementia, which is worsening. I will increase the Neflazil to 10 milligrams daily. Four, her gastroesophageal reflux disease is stable. Five, her hypertension is borderline at 144 over 63. Her pulse rate was a bit up at 1 mile, so I've asked the staff to give her a lot of fluids. Not the staff, I asked the doctor, to give her a lot of fluids, period. Other than the Neflazil, I'll continue the current medicines for now, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.